Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents Betches Moms, with hosts Aileen Drexler and Brittany Levine. Get ready to lock yourself in the bathroom or wherever else you hide from your kids, because you'll literally never be alone again.
Hello and welcome to the Betches Moms podcast. I'm Aileen.
And I'm Brittany.
And it's me and Britt. Today, Britt and Aileen.
What up, guys?
What up, guys? What is up, Brittany? What up?
So much. We had Jack's first birthday last week.
I know. It was fun.
Not only is it crazy, like, having your child turn one, but, like, in the sense of Betches Moms, uh-huh. It's kind of wild because we started Betches Moms in September of 2020, like the actual account
Instagram.
And then we started the podcast in April of 21. Uh-huh. And we were pregnant, and it was like a whole journey for us. And mm-hmm. like, if you go and like listen back, and I hope everybody, like if you're newly pregnant, go and listen back, because we really take you from the beginning of our pregnancies, like all the way to now. And I just gave mm-hmm. myself the chills. And it's just, I just feel like so much has happened, but it's gone by so fast.
In a snap, yeah. Or a flash. Yeah, it is wild. I agree. I feel like I don't even know who she was that before now. I like right? don't. People do DM me saying they listen, like, oh, they just got pregnant, so they started from the beginning or started yes. from early episodes, where, you know, like talking about like the pregnancy anxiety and all of that stuff. And you know, it's crazy. I'm sorry, I just went blank because I was just kind of really excited that I got my period today. So I was like,
oh, were we going for baby number two?
No, we're not. But I was just like, it was a little late, and I was like, oh my God. I was spiraling last night.
Did you start calculating how old Mila would be with a newborn?
I was spiraling. Yeah. I was. So we're good right now.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So it's definitely, when I said pregnancy anxiety, that's when my brain started firing. So anybody's listening now and like wants to go back or just wants to hear we share some really good stories and talk about like really good in pregnancy topics, which, you know, I was thinking about the other day, like it's hard to, you know, get back into that mindset of what it was like, you know, like even just, I was over the weekend, I was Instagram stalking our baby nurse that we shared, because I was like, that was like a different time. Like when
it really was.
I was like in a different, completely different physical, mental space. You too, like when she was there for you. Mm-hmm. And I was just like remembering, trying to like be present in my body in that time, sort of like time travel. And mm-hmm. it was just like a completely different time. So if anybody is going through that and like feels a little bit like, you know, not like yourself, there it does come back with time, and you do feel more confidence in your like abilities as a mom, especially if it's your first time. But I just wanted to share that. Why did you get the chills thinking about it just now?
Because I just feel like there's been so much growth, like obviously growth with my family, with Jack, like had a human mm-hmm. group, like was able to take care of a second child for a year. But also just like personal growth with Betches and just Betches Moms. And it's just, mm-hmm. I just feel like so much has happened.
I know. 2022 is about realizing things.
I know.
So how do you feel his birthday went? Like, what went into the planning of it? Because Mila's turning, I'm always like a little bit behind you. So she's,
yeah,
she's turning 1 and 2 months, which is also crazy. I don't have to, the mental capacity to think about it yet. So I want to hear your, how it was for you.
So with Oliver, I didn't have like a big first birthday party. We did it at the beach and had just like, I only invited friends who had kids Oliver's age. Like, I didn't have just like a bajillion people, you know? And it was really nice and I enjoyed it. And also at the time we were in an apartment, we didn't have a house. So like, I didn't really have the option to like do like a nice like backyard type birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew with Jack, I really wanted to do something like that. But I also like totally stalled on the planning of it because I was just busy and like not, and like forgetting that he was turning one. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like at first I was just like, oh, I'm going to have like a little party in the backyard. And then I made my list and like all of our friends' families are growing and mm-hmm. like our own families are growing that it like turned into like a 100-person party, which,
yeah,
you know.
It was 100 people.
It ended up being like 80, like 40 adults, yeah. 40 kids.
Well, you had a big tent.
Yeah, we had a big tent. So, okay, the most amazing thing ever is my nanny, who I am beyond obsessed with, Celeste. I love her so much. She, on the side, has an event planning business.
Yeah?
Yeah. And cool. She does this on the side. So she helped me with – she brought in the tent for me. She brought in the tables and chairs for me.
Oh, wow.
And she did all of my balloons.
Wow.
It was really
that
nice.
That is convenience.
Oh, and she did my desserts. Not my cake, but she did – like I had like cake pops and chocolate-covered Oreos and marshmallows and stuff like that. And she did all of those too. She's incredibly talented.
That's great.
Yeah. So then I had been to like a bunch of birthday parties with these like soft play areas. Like basically if you've been to like a kid's gym, it's they bring it to you.
Right.
So I was like, I thought it was genius because you always go to birthday parties for babies and there's nothing for them to do. You have to hold them the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So I had this little play area and then we were also having like a ton of older kids. And by older kids, I mean like
three to eight.
You know, like 3 to 7. And so I like needed stuff for them too. So I had glitter tattoos and entertainment where they did stuff like limbo and freeze dance and parachute games and stuff like that.
So cute.
And it was perfect. I kept it short. I kept like a 2-hour party because I like 4-hour parties are a lot in the summer.
So, yeah. Especially. And also like kids have to nap. All the nap schedules are wild.
Right. So, you know, being mindful of all of that, it was just – I feel like it really came together and I honestly did it like pretty last minute. Like people were like, oh, like what's your theme? And I'm like, summer. The theme is summer.
Hot.
But I was really, really happy with how it came out. And I honestly like wasn't that stressed. Even like Noah had no idea what I was planning. Like,
yeah.
The day, like when the party was over, he was like, that was a really nice party. Like it was so much fun. I was like, I feel like you had no idea what to even expect. He's like, I had absolutely zero idea what to expect. But like I knew that you were going to do whatever you were going to do and make it great.
Oh, that's so nice. And they broke it down and cleaned up. Somebody did that.
Yeah, and then they came and took the tent down and everything. And it was just like, it was easy. Like
that's
I feel
great.
Like because, yeah, it was very easy. And I was very, very happy.
Well, you were also a very great host. You gave me and Mila, what are they called? Gogies?
So Aileen was like, I need food for Mila. And I'm like, oh my God, and I didn't have any food pouches.
A needy, demanding guest.
No, I felt so bad because Jack, like, I would say like two or three weeks ago, just like stopped eating purees. Like he doesn't even want them. So I just didn't have anything in my house and also like really needed to go food shopping. Like, needed to get them some smoothie pouches and stuff. But all I had were Go-Go's. And Go-Go's. They're applesauce pouches, which I feel like are big with like toddlers and kids. But they're great. And I give them to Jack all the time because they're literally just applesauce or they have ones where there's veggies. They're pure. It's baby food. It's Glorf. It's baby food.
It's baby food.
Is yeah. what it is. Yeah. But like I always bought them for Oliver. Right. And Jack loves them. And Mila loved them too.
She loved. And yeah, I was, Mila's new thing is to shit the minute we leave the house in a car. She shits to and from music class. I am every single time I get to music class. Now I have to plan to get there 10 minutes early because I know she's going to shit.
Oh and my God.
I have to, and they don't have a fucking changing table.
I know.
So I'm changing her on the couch and in front of I'm like, so sorry.
Why don't you do it in your trunk?
It's too hot.
I guess you're right. Okay.
It's too hot out.
Don't do it in your trunk.
Yeah. I did that. My story continues in that we drove to your house and therefore Mila took another shit. But this one, she decided to really go all out and blew up. I had this such a cute outfit planned for her, but I knew that, see, this is what I mean about like my early mom days was like anxiety. I don't know what to bring. I don't know what to do. But this time I learned and I planned a second cute, maybe not as cute outfit, but
it's very cute.
Cute. And because I'm anticipating she's just going to blow up, like worst case scenario, which happened, which I got these like adorable, like frilly overalls. Aww. And this girl just got it everywhere.
Oh, Mila. Everywhere.
So I was changing her in the trunk and it was all over my hands. And that's why when I came in, I was like, Brittany, can I wash my hands, please? I was like, and then, the first thing I said, do I smell like shit?
Yeah, you were like, hey, I'm late. Do I smell?
And you were like sniffing me and I appreciated it. But when I was cleaning her, I was just like really tense. I was like shaking. I was like, oh my God, it's everywhere. And like Rusty was just standing there. I was like, can you do something? But there was really nothing for him to do. And I was like, and she was crying. It was a bit of a disaster. But anyway, I did it in the trunk, my car. But it was great. Once that happened, she was all clean and we had a jolly time. You had a great party. It was really fun.
I'm so glad you guys were there. And Shira came with her two girls.
Uh-huh.
And it was so nice seeing everybody there.
And I met your sisters finally. And one of your sister's husbands, she comes up to me and she's like, by the way, like, have you met my husband? I'm like, and I see him. I'm like, I know what you're going to say. She's like, he looks like your husband. Except just like more jacked. And I'm like, yes. And so then they were talking. It was really cute and funny.
Rusty was so funny. He came up to me. He's like, who is that guy? He looks like me, but like maybe in college when I had some muscles. I was like, that's my brother-in-law.
Yep, exactly. I think they exchanged numbers.
That's great.
Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Speaking of exchanging numbers with people you meet late in your 30s, I know you wanted to talk about like making mom friends and
yes,
like making friends.
We get so many DMs about this topic, about making mom friends and just having mom friends in general. Like it could be really, really difficult and it for like many different reasons. Like you could be in a completely different state, country, wherever from people that you were friends with in a past life. And it's you could be in different stages from your friends that you have now. Mm-hmm. And how did you feel being a new mom? Like, how did you feel about the idea of like now like having to make mom friends? Was it something that you wanted to do or you're like, I have friends, like I don't need mom friends?
Well, I think because I also moved to the suburbs And that was like also a different experience. It's like location friends as well. But like location mom friends. Because if I was still in the city, I think that like my friends that are still, most of them are in the city, would probably still be my, you know, mom friends.
Yeah.
But living here, I had to like find new people. I have like a couple friends that moved out here, but one lives in a different town, also though she's really close. I have a friend around the corner. So it was easier, I think, also like during maternity leave. Mm-hmm. To make mom friends, because you have time to go on mom walks, like the, you know, the hot mom walk, like that's like where the magic happens, because you have a lot of shit to talk about.
It's never ending with kids.
Yeah. And then I have another friend that's lived out here, and she like is introduced me. Like I went on like a blind group date. I was the only one who went in blind. They all knew each other, and I was just like, I'm going to do this. Like, it's totally out of my comfort zone. I'm not good at it at all. But it was great. It was fun. And I had, it was kind of like a thrill to like meet new people.
Yeah.
But the like maintenance of new friendships is like, is so weird. It's such a weird experience. Like, how do you know if this person is like the one? Or like your friend. It's just,
I also kind of feel like when you make mom friends, it accelerates more quickly than like friends in the past, because like you have your kids to bond with. It's like, do you feel like, are you like, did you feel like it was difficult though to like actually do it, to like,
it's person dependent entirely. Like me, okay, I have a friend, new friend that lives around the corner from me, and she was just so like generous and helpful for when I moved in and I was really pregnant, and so that like friendship continued now because she has two kids into like now that I have a kid. So she's my mom friend, but she's also like my neighbor, and but the thing that I enjoy about our friendship is that we don't talk about our kids all the time. And I've noticed that, and I was talking to my other mom, my friend who's a mom, who's like, you, it's difficult to find good like friends, because you, like sometimes a lot of people want to do is talk about their kids, and like, I don't really want to go out, have a drink and talk about my kids all the time. Like I want to talk about like life beyond, you know, whether my kid like has blood in her stool, you know, like that was my topic of conversation for all of maternity leave. So like, you know what I mean? So I think in terms of person dependence, I'm personally, like when I go to music class, I am not like that friendly. Like I smile at people and I say, hey, like good to see you. But I'm not like, hi, I'm Aileen. So great to meet you. New mom here. Like I'm not. That's not me. It's not me. Like, I'm just like, hello. Good day. Go to my car.
Yeah. But I do think for like anybody who is struggling to make mom friends, I think you do have to put yourself out there a little bit and step out of the comfort zone and like go to mom classes, like wherever, like look up what's in your neighborhood. There's everything's online. Like just search your town and BB classes, or like, I don't know. That's
what did you do? Did you like, cause what you're saying is correct. I cannot do it. Or sometimes I feel like it'll happen more naturally. Like I'm not on a dating app, basically. I'm not on a mom app. Like I'm just I'll bump into you. They have a mom dating app.
Yeah. It's like the Peanut app.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's like mom matching.
Yeah, it's mom matching. And I think that if you're in a situation, I think it's great if like you really are maybe in like not in a suburban area or an urban area and you're really like far away from people. I think that's a great idea. I think it's situational. Like it depends on like where you live and like what you need to help you find somebody. Cause like you really do need that outlet. You need that support.
Yeah.
So like wherever you could find it.
You're right in that like you have to put yourself out there if you want to make friends and step out of the comfort zone, which is the opposite of what I just shared about what I'm doing, which is slipping out of music class early.
But do you think that if you didn't have these mom friends that you were making through this one friend, you would put yourself out there a little more?
I don't know. I'm like sort of introverted. Like it's too hard. Like all of my really good friends are my friends from high school.
Yeah. No, I get that.
You know, it's hard.
Yeah. I think it feels like a little bit like high school too, where mm-hmm. like, especially like where we live. Yeah. It's like it's kind of like a big move from like the city to Long Island, and like everybody like has their cliques and yeah. like from towns and like not towns. Like it gets a little high school-y.
Yeah. Like the cafeteria in high school, and every group is at their own little table, you know?
Yes. Yes. But I like did find myself like, when I am able to go to classes, or because also like being a working mom, it's really hard. And a lot right. of moms don't work and are able to like have the time to like find these connections. And then like if you're working, it makes it like twice as hard because you don't have the time to do any of this. You don't have time right. to like go to class and then go lunch. Like, so,
yeah.
you know, but I definitely felt like I have had to like put myself out there a little bit.
Well, give me an example of a time where you were like, oh, should I do this? I'm going to do this. And then you do it. And then
I feel like I don't have anything that's like that dramatic, to be honest. Going and hanging out with like all new people. Like if I'm invited to something and like I really don't know anybody, but like I right. maybe like met them in class, like it, naturally I might want to be like, oh, I'm like tired. I like worked all day. I don't really want to go out. But mm-hmm. I would maybe just more so be like, no, like you need to go. Like this is the mm-hmm. time if you're going to meet people. Like you meet people when your kids are babies or like younger. Like you need to go out and just right. push yourself a little bit. And I've done that a couple of times and I feel better because like I feel like I've met a couple of people from putting myself into
right.
positions where I might maybe not be as comfortable.
I agree. It's like the push. Like you could easily stay home, but you could also yeah. go. And like the narrative I tell in my head is, you know, you always like feel better when you go, and you are like, you thank yourself when you go at the end of the day.
Yes.
Like you have a good yes. time. The idea of juggling your like your pre-mom friends
mm-hmm.
with your mom friends, how have you experienced that? Or are most of your friends like moved out here and are mothers?
So like all of my college friends, I got very extremely lucky, and we all live very close to each other for the most part. Most of us live really close to each other. Like, I mean, two of my best friends live down the block from me. So like people might be listening to this and be like, I can't really, like, that's not fair.
Yeah.
And like, I get that. Like, it's not the norm. But since we like all have at least one child, like they might not all be the same age, like we're able to now like all relate to each other on that level. And I think there was a point in time where all of us didn't have kids. And I felt some of my friends who didn't have kids maybe felt like might have felt a little isolated if we were like all talking about our kids or whatever. Like I could feel that like, mm-hmm. like when those things were happening. But at the same time, like we're also all trying to find our own lives a little bit.
Yeah.
And figure out, you know, because you do kind of find like a group of people with kids the same age because you're doing things together and they're in school together and they're in classes together and stuff like that. So, I mean, part of it I think is like amazing and awesome to have that. But then also it gets complicated when those things start to like mix into each other. And then it's like, well, this person's not invited because they're not in like this mom class with us, but they're still my best friend. So I think there's like other complications to that.
And I like to want to like include everyone on things, and then it becomes too crazy.
Yes.
And same. So and then I'm like so overwhelmed because like I don't know where to spread out my time. But yeah, I think it's hard to keep up, not because I'm like have so much time to spare with like everybody's. It's just, yeah. It's just like I want to maintain my friendships that I've maintained mm-hmm. for my like entire life, basically.
Right.
And but it's on me to ask them what's going on in their lives. So it's like,
yes.
At this, it's, I don't know. It's a hard thing to balance, but I think it's like one of those things that I've realized is like when you give, you get. So like when in terms of just like struggling to maintain those friendships, it's like you just have to give. You have to give a little bit of yourself to maintain mm-hmm. them because you'll get it back in return. Unless of course you don't like you're taking this as an opportunity to not maintain those friendships, which is totally right. Okay too. Like not everybody you know wants that. You know, like maybe some people like think of this as like a new chapter of their lives. Mm-hmm. Like they didn't have such good friends before. Now I want to make new friends. So I feel like it's also like what is driving you in the moment. So it's like, for me, it's harder to go out and go out of my comfort because I have my comfort bubble already, like of my friends. But whereas if I like yes. didn't have that, I would make much more of an effort and be a little right. bit more of a, like a friendship hustler.
Yes.
You know,
friendship hustler. No, yeah. I definitely agree with that. And I think that's where like, I was feeling very comfortable with that as well. And then I had like a friend say to me, like, be less comfortable because in the end you're not going to be happy.
Like, interesting.
And it was really good advice.
So you have a mom crew.
Yeah. Like I have a new crew
that's moms.
Yes, I have a group of friends that I've made from Jack. And I have a couple of friends that I've made from Oliver, but not as much of like a big group of people. Like I feel like with Jack, it's been easier to meet like a group of people.
How come? What's the difference?
I think just like with Oliver, I wasn't living here.
You're more established in your location.
Yeah. So I'm established in my location. Just like during maternity leave, like being able, like everybody was kind of like in this area. So it was like, I was able to kind of like.
You're right. Like sort of, you know who's where. Yeah. Yeah, and you, exactly. you have the lay of the land.
Exactly. Where Oliver, it was very different.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You weren't even there yet.
Right.
Were you living like in your apartment, right? In Great Neck?
I was in an apartment. I was in Long Island. I was close to the city, but I was in Long Island and right. in an apartment.
It was like a temporary spot. Yeah.
It was a temporary spot. It was very different. Like I had done a music class with him, which is where, and I was in the class with one of my very good friends that I went to camp with, who I'm still very good friends with. And uh-huh. one of my, and then a friend who I was friendly with through Noah, like our husbands were friends, and like we become incredibly close like now because like the boys are still in school together. We kind of like moved to the same place together. Mm-hmm. So like, but like we didn't never made like a group of friends from that.
Mm-hmm. I sometimes rely on Rusty to make our plans. He's like
really
yeah, he's a social butterfly.
Socialist.
He's like, he's trying to have everybody over at our house all at once 24/7. And I'm like, can I just go to the bedroom and close the door? No, I'm just kidding. No, yeah, this is, I'm a little bit more introverted, but I do have a good time in the end. It's more not introverted, it's like a social anxiety a bit. Yeah, but it works out. It's fun. He's funny.
How, so if you ever want to like, well, I guess I know the answer to this because Rusty is very social and outgoing, but like if you meet somebody, so like the progression, if you don't know, of the mom friends is you go on stroller walks, then you like do a girls' night, and then you do a couples' dinner. Like this is the progression.
A dirty taco.
At dirty taco. That's where the girls' night is.
And then you have a couple's dinner. Yeah. The couple's dinner is the ultimate date. The ultimate because you need to then like, are these going to be the friends, real friends? Like
yes.
long, because it's rare to have the both partners like the another yes. couple. That is a rare occurrence.
When you go on the couple's date, you're bringing your spouse on a blind date. Yeah. And you're like, I really hope they like each other. It's like you're setting up other spouses.
Yeah, totally. Totally. I need Rusty to do more of that for me.
So, well, so I was going to say, how does Rusty feel when you do it for him? But it sounds like the other way around.
I mean, well, actually, I was the one who brought our neighbors like around, and he gets along with her husband. So that's wonderful. And yeah. And it's just, I think also like the couple thing, like it takes time as it does like individually. Like you need a few casual encounters to know if like you guys jive. Yeah. I think you also have like big family too. I think that's the comfort zone that we were talking about too.
Yes. No, I'm incredibly lucky. Like I have my two sisters. Noah has two brothers. They're all married. They all have kids. Mm-hmm. With my, you know, my home friends nearby and my college friends nearby, and like I feel incredibly lucky to have that and to have the safety net of all that, especially my sisters. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. It was fun to meet them. And I also met your parents.
You did? I think so.
Yeah, everyone was great. It was very casual. But I felt stupid because I went to like your older sister. And I was like, oh, you're that sister.
I said, you're so dumb.
Yeah, like you're the sister that, oh, what did I say? It was so stupid. I felt so dumb right after. You're the sister that lives in blank town that she lives in. Oh, you're that sister. And I was like, I feel so dumb. But she's like, yeah, that's me.
I know all about you and we never met.
Yeah, I know.
That's really funny. But so your friends that you've been with since high school, are you all in the same life stage right now?
Not really, no. Yes, in the sense that like it's sort of the same path, but not really. Like people are just getting married or just getting pregnant, if not pregnant yet. Like I have one of my high school friends has two kids now, but like one of my high school's friends is single. Right. So there it like runs a range, and it just, I know that eventually, like, as time it was sort of like the same like transitional stage of like when people were single and like people were married, mm-hmm. getting married, and like all your friends could talk about is like fucking engagement rings. Remember that?
Yeah.
And then like the next phase was like all you could talk about is weddings, and then all you could talk about is getting pregnant, and all people could talk about it. And so we're not quite yet at the all people could talk about is like what they're doing with their kids. It's
right.
Oh, you know, fertility and pregnancy and things like that. So that's kind of where it is now.
Do you feel like it's difficult to maintain the friendships with people that like aren't at that life stage, or like, no, because it's like your high school friends, like you guys are like sisters, like it's past that?
Yeah, no, it's not hard. It's just harder to like find time to see each other. Because I've also moved further away, but not that far.
Right.
My other high school friend moved all the way to another state. Like she moved to Texas and she has two kids.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's extra difficult. But we see each other at like weddings and anytime she is back in New York. But yeah, it is hard. And a lot of my friends moved to the Upper East Side and I get FOMO. Because I also have some college friends. A lot of my college friends have kids. But mm-hmm. They all live in the Upper East Side, and they're all hanging out, and you know, just taking fucking walks in the suburbs.
Yeah, where it's like, you would find like if you were with them, you'd be like, "That's it. Like I have my mom friends. Like I don't need to."
Yeah, yeah. I would totally just rely on that, and like, you know, it's so easy, but it is what it is. I'm still very happy with my situation. And I just like always, the thing that I like to remind myself about just like stages of life, that nothing is permanent, and like so much like changes with people's circumstances and life and like where they live. And so many things change with like the circumstances and like if they have a kid, whether they have a kid, where right. they live, and like just shit always happens. Like people get divorced, like you know,
yeah,
so their job takes them to a different state. Like there's just like a lot of like nothing is that permanent. So I think it's just like maintaining relationships with people that you like have a connection with is the most mm-hmm. important thing. And you know, all the other circumstances, while it is more convenient to have friends that are like nearby, mm-hmm. that are local, locally grown friends, local friends, and you know, also like, because there's the school and the playdate shit that mm-hmm. I know is gonna happen. Mm-hmm. You know, that's convenient, but in the back, like I just like to remind myself that like nothing is really permanent. Like right now, yeah, a lot of my friends are on the upper side, but maybe they'll move. Maybe I don't know. Am I going to stay here forever? Like I don't know that either. So, you know, that's right. my positive outlook.
Right. Yeah, and also I don't know who told me this. I don't know if it's true. I just feel like I've known, and maybe or whatever. But apparently, your friendships change. Maybe like a therapist told me this. I don't know. Your friendships change like every 7 years or something like that.
Wait, your cells change. Wait, not I heard you say cells. That. But your cells do regenerate every 7 years. Your hair,
no, so
your
I
hair
know
cells.
Your hair. Your hair cells do change every 7 years. And your, oh, and yeah. your like cells.
And your
cells.
Friendships.
Something science, with friendships everyone. Like change
your friendships change every 7 years. Is that what you said?
Something like
what about them?
I need to look this up. Oh no, yeah, half of all friends replaced every 7 years. Livescience.com. So maybe it has to do with yourselves.
Livescience.com. Reputable
source. Who knows? So I don't know. Whatever.
What's this theory? Okay, so call it a theory from a blog. What does it say?
Called the Brittany Levine theory. Okay. So it's just like I guess based on like your life circumstances, what stage of life you're in, who you are changing, who you've become as a person, just so many different factors, like what we've been talking mm-hmm. about with everything else. Your friendships tend to change, just like think about, you know, your best friends when you were in
right.
elementary school to middle school to high school to college to post-college to marriage. And there are obviously constants, but I do feel like there's definitely a change of like, you know, with what you're doing and who you're socializing with.
Right, right, right. Definitely. And like your own personal growth for sure.
Right. And it doesn't mean that you're not going to stay friends with people forever. Like I'm still friends with my friends that I've been with since I'm 4, you know?
Yeah.
And like same with you. So like it's just more, I think, just like that your groups change depending on life circumstances.
Yeah. I like that. Makes sense. Yeah. Well, if anybody else has any more thoughts on or stories about friendships or questions you want us to answer about your mom friends or your female friendships regarding like life stages and changes within that, email us moms@betches.com. We'd love to answer, read it on the show, give advice to all of that. Should we do our Am I a Momster segment?
Yes, let's do it.
Hi, Aileen and Brittany. Love the podcast. I started listening as a mom curious, and now I'm 36 weeks pregnant with our first and feeling more ready to mom thanks to you two. I have a question about listening to podcast/music with my baby around and if it will make me a momster. I love listening to podcasts when I'm doing things around the house, driving or out for a walk/run. Once I have the baby, is it bad if I continue to have those things playing either in one headphone or out loud on my phone? Or should I prioritize lullabies or developmentally appropriate things for my child or have them only hearing my voice? Am I a momster for wanting to be entertained or am I overthinking this? Sincerely, loves a podcast, Betch. All right. What do you think?
No, you're not a momster. A. Yeah. B, I've actually like had this conflict before, like when I take more so when like Jack or Oliver has gotten older and they're interacting with me more, I'm like, should I have my headphones in listening to music or a podcast? I've had that conflict before, so I get that.
Like, should you be present?
Yeah. So, like, I guess I don't really know the answer to that because I've questioned it myself. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to if you're, like, hanging out in, like, the playroom, like, playing with your child, listen to whatever you want to listen to. Like, they don't – like, I think it's a different story if there's headphones in your ear because I think maybe that might disconnect you from the child a little bit if you're actually playing with them.
Yeah.
Whereas opposed to, like, going on a walk.
Right.
But,
right,
like, I don't think you, like, have to have, like, Sesame Street on your speakers because there's a baby in the room.
Right. Do you – but, like, what if the baby, like, picks up stuff from what you're listening to?
I think it depends what you're listening to. I think I would be – like, I wouldn't listen to something that has, like, cursing every 5 seconds.
So everyone stop listening to Betch's Mom.
Stop. Don't do it. You don't curse that much. Maybe, like,
I curse all the time.
But I listen to, like, the music I want to listen to with my kids all the time. Yeah. I think music is, like, totally fine. Like, you want to expose them to all different types of music.
Right. Yeah, I love reading this and, like, sensing her, like, pre-baby anxiety. And, like, it's not like it's your momster. It's like, am I losing my individuality? Like, what if am I losing my freedom? I'm like, I want to do, but I also want to be like this perfect mom. And it's like that she's like battling with that, like, kind of an identity shift, I think, mm-hmm. Or transition. I think you do those things for the situations that are appropriate. Like Brittany, you just said, like, if you're on a walk, you could put in headphones, listen to your podcast. If you're with your kid in your playroom, you want to be present so that you can supervise properly. So you may not want to be listening to a podcast because you something that you need to pay attention to. So, like, some music would be fine. Whereas, you know, like, you can, but then also it's important to make time for yourself as well. Like, so when you can also, like, maintain your entertainment when the kid goes to sleep. In the beginning, you will not give a shit about all that. You know what I watched though when sorry I said shit, see? You know what I watched when I was, like, struggling with all of my breastfeeding situation?
What was that?
My lactation consultant told me to watch something soothing. So I watched the entire series of True Blood.
Soothing series of True Blood. Yeah. Not anxiety provoking at all.
No, I was like, this is entertaining me and my kid is sleeping. Like, what are they going to know what's happening? And it's like, it's distracting me from my anxiety. And it's kind of a funny show. So
I love True Blood.
It was so weird to, like, be transported in time like that because I used to watch that with my high school friends. We'd all go together on Sundays to somebody's house to watch True Blood. Isn't that wild? Like, of a concept to do that?
We're that old.
We get Froyo and we would go to, like, somebody's basement.
Oh my God.
It's not so fun. But yeah, so I think you're doing amazing, sweetie. You're going to do great.
Yeah.
Don't worry about something that hasn't happened yet. You'll find time for yourself and you're not a momster. So you are overthinking this.
Also, just to add, like, especially, like, when the baby is a newborn, like, they sleep so much and, like, don't do anything. They really don't do anything. They lay there and, like, cry and poop. And, like, they're not, like, especially on those walks, like, there's absolutely no issue with putting in your headphones. I just wanted to clarify that because I was, like, going, like, it's really more like now, like, my kids are actually, like, talking to me where I'm like, I guess I shouldn't have my headphones in. But, like, when you're going on those, like, postpartum walks.
Oh, yeah, yeah, good. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. All right. So email us your Am I a Momster? That's, again, moms@betches.com. Well, that is it for this episode of the Betches Moms podcast. Guys, if you love this show, please do not forget, even if you like the show, it would be so helpful to give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, rate it 5 stars, give us a nice review, tell us when you listen to the show. When do you listen to your podcasts? Give some mom advice in the reviews, anything that would be helpful to listeners who are struggling a little bit, because we're all struggling a little bit. Anyway, plus subscribe or follow on Apple and Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts, and follow Betches Moms on Instagram. That's at Betches Moms. And remember, there are no rules on this podcast. I'm not like a regular mom.
I'm a cool mom, right, Regina?
Please stop talking.
The Betches Moms podcast is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong. Social media by Brittany Levine. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow us at Betches Moms on Instagram and send us your emails to moms@betches.com. Betches.